Good evening. So we're going to start with the Gemara. Kaf Alef Amud Beis, 21b. My Chanukah. Okay? Says the Gemara, My Chanukah. My Chanukah. What is Chanukah? Wait, Gemara has a question. My Chanukah. So the Rashi brings down, if you're learning Gemara Shabbos, we assume you know what Chanukah is, right, Judge? You should know a lot of things about Chanukah. So Rashi explains, and the Gemara says, what is Chanukah? Frak the Gemara, ask the Gemara, is the Neis Kavuha? Based upon what miracle was Chanukah established upon? My Chanukah. So the Gemara says as follows. Tana Rabban, we have a Braisa. Bechafei the Kislev, on the 25th of Kislev, Yoime Chanukah, Tamne Inun. There's 8 days of Chanukah starting on the 25th of Kislev. Dulo Mispe Behoin, that you can't eulogize on. Udulo Lisanis Behoin, and you can't fast up on for those 8 days. Why? Kishinichnas Yavanim Lehechal. When the Greeks came into the Heichal, it came into the more Kodesh part of the Beis HaMikdash. Tamu Kohashmanim Shibehechal. They desecrated all of the oils of the Heichal in order that the Jewish people should not be able to do the Avodah. Uchishigavra Malchus Beis Chashmonai. And when the house of the Chashmonayim became stronger, Vinatzchum, and they were successful in battle. Batku, they searched Velomatsu, and they didn't find Ella Pach Echad Shoshem, and they found one container of oil. Shahaya Maniach Bechaisamo Shokoan Galo. That means that they looked everywhere and they couldn't find any oil. Only one little container of oil they found with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. Now, Rashi says, Bechaisamo, they found it with the seal. What does Rashi say? Bahatsneya means it was hidden. Bechasim betabo, so it was sealed with a signet. A signet of the Kohen Gadol, v'hekiru, and they recognized shelo nagubo. They were cognizant that this oil had not been tampered with. The Greeks were looking everywhere in the temple to desecrate the oils. The Jewish people, as I mentioned last week, when we were talking about the Beis Halevi and the Briskerov, the Jewish people could have technically done it. They're all tuma, but the whole miracle was to do it in a way which was glot. So they wanted to do it in a way which is glad. And they found one little jug of oil which was not tampered, which was hidden. Taisvis, the bottom of Taisvis says, Im kvar gazru al hanachrim lihyois kizavim. If the sages were already geyser, decreed upon the Gentiles to be like a zav. What's a zav? A zav, you know, is a very severe form of impurity. And a Zav, even if a Zav would take a impure, a sealed jug and shake it, it would make it tummy. So the fact that it was sealed would not be helpful. The fact that it was a sealed jug, so you know, you learn as a little kid, it was a sealed jug, that doesn't help if there were Zavim. Zavim and tummy. So it says, Toysit Sarkon Shem Munach Bechoysim Bekarka. No, the seal was that the ground was covered with a seal. Shlohasitu hakle, that the vessel was not moved. Actually, the Nachlas Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Hamrick, says that Tosfos and Rashi are really saying the same thing, and that is that Rashi says Bahatsneya, it was hidden. It means literally the only way they could have known that this jug was kosher. Which it's in an area, it was in a hiding place, and that seal to the hiding place was untouched. Not that the jug was sealed and untouched, but that the hiding place had a seal, and that seal was untouched. That's the only way they understand that you could have been the oil where it could have for sure have been kasha. And that therefore Rashi and Tosfos is really selling the Zav Bazach. They're saying the same thing, yes.
So the tumah of the Zav is different than like a tumah of a dead person? I thought if a person is dead inside house, but there's a something that's covered, that the stuff that's inside this thing that would covered would be okay.
If there's a psil,
but the tumah of a Zav is different?
Well, yeah. Well,
that's what I'm asking.
If you're talking about oihel, but if a dead person would pick it up. We're talking if you're picking it up. So that case is not, anyway, it's not applicable to this. Because it is different. Happens to be, it is different. So a zav, it would pick it up, would be a problem. Oyel is it's a chumra and mace, which means that a dead person is actually not touching it.
Yeah, of course.
If a dead person would touch it, this also could be tamei, right?
Yeah, right.
But we're not talking about touching here, right? Here, we don't know dead there. They were tamei kazav, and therefore they were sealed. Meant that it was sealed in a hiding place. Not that the jug itself was sealed. So they found one thing still with the Kohen Gadol. Listen to this unbelievable Gemara. There's not only enough oil for one day. Nasibonais, right? Nasibonais, a miracle had occurred. V'haliko mimenu shmona yamim. And we had 8 days of oil, lasted for 8 days. L'shana cheres. The next year, which means they wanted to see what would be, you know, what would this miracle continue? Because when the Hanukkah story happens, guess what? They're still fighting the Greeks. The battle would be fought for a couple decades more, right? So they actually waited to see, you know, was this victory going to last at some level? So they waited a little bit. L'shana acheres, says the Gemara, the next year, a year later, Kavam, they established. They made it the days of Hanukkah. These 8 days, Yamim Tovim, says the Gemara. What was the Yamim Tovim? Behalel the Hoda'ah. Days of thanksgiving and praise. Halel the Hoda'ah. Now on this, Rashi says, V'asau Yamim Tovim, Behalel the Hoda'ah. Lo sha'asurim b'malacha, not that they became asur b'malacha. Could you drive on Hanukkah? Could you go to work on Hanukkah? No problem. It's not even a chumra not to work on Hanukkah. I'm saying there's no idea behind that. I mean, if you don't want to work, fine. No one's saying you have to work, but right? But there's no isur. Shelo nikba. What was Hanukkah? What was the kviyas of Hanukkah? Zakt Rashi, which is really the pashas of the Gemara. Shlonikbu el likrois halel, that it was only established to say halel, viloimar, and to say al hanisim bahoda. And to say al hanisim bahoda. Al hanisim bahoda means in maidim in Shmona Esrei, we say al hanisim right after maidim. And in benching and in birkat hamazon, we say by noda, we say al hanisim. That's what Rashi says, and that's what the Gemara says. Frecht asks all of the Achreinim, what is going on over here? Right? What is going on over here? Chai Inspector, since you came to an advanced Gemara, you jumped to the top of the leagues. Let me ask you a question. If I asked you, what's Hanukkah all about? What would you tell me?
I would say, to me, was the beginning of the Jewish people standing
you're
up.
You're being too technical. I mean, what's the miracle of Hanukkah? What do we talk about Hanukkah? When you think about Hanukkah, what's the image that stands in your head? What image? What do you see when you see Hanukkah?
Well, the miracle is the lasting of the oil.
The oil, so you see the menorah, right?
Yeah, but that to me is not the substance of why we celebrate it every year and the way we celebrate it.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I'm going to take your first part. I'm going to see a little bit more. So Chaim helped me out over here, right? Really? The Gemara says something crazy. Lishan, wow, you made it. I thought you had a... Babysitter. Babysitter. Very impressive. Very impressive. Okay. Lashon Haba, the Gemara should have said that the next year they made a Chag of Chanukah for 8 days to light the candles.
Oh, and it only took one jar.
Oh, forgetting the one jar. What does the Gemara say? Read the words. Lashon Haba. What does the Gemara say? Vasal Yomim Toivim for two things. Halal v'Hoidah. Nowhere does it say that it's a Yom Tov to light the menorah. Doesn't say that. In fact, Rashi says, we say Halal on Chanukah, and we say Al Anisim on Chanukah. The Gemara says, my Chanukah, tells the whole story, and then says, by the way, at the end of the story, Chazal Rekoveya a Yom Tov for Halal v'Hoidah. And in fact, if you look at the Halig Rambam, in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel, the Rambam also tells us the story of Chanukah. Listen to how the Rambam says it. Rabbi Yishein Day is the second temple, Kishamalku Yavon Gazu Gzeres Al Yisrael. And the Greeks decreed against the Jewish people. Ubat Ludaitam, and they nullify the Jewish religion. Veloniach Aysam, and he didn't allow the Jewish people to study Torah, do mitzvahs. Upash to Yadam Mimamonam, and he went after the Jewish money, Uvenoseim, and the Jewish girls. That we discussed last week. Venichnasu Lehechal, and they went into the Beis HaMikdash. Upirtsu, they made 13 breaches in the Beis HaMikdash. Vitzamu HaTzahir, it's at the end of the Hilchos Megillah, Rambam. And they made these pirtzus, the lachtum lachetz gadol, and they oppressed the Jewish people until Hashem had mercy, and He sent the Chashmonaim, and they killed them, and they killed the Greeks, and the Jewish people then had a melech. Listen to this. The Rambam then says, "Uchishigavur Yisrael oleivehem." Then the Jewish people beat their enemies, the Avdum, and they finally reconquered the Beis HaMikdash on the 25th of Kislev. And they went there, they didn't find any oil, only a pach echad, and they only had enough for one day. And they lit it, and it lasted for 8 days. Now it says, "Uvneze hiskinu chachamim." Because of all of this, the sages were mesakin shuba osur ador, that we have 8 days that would start on the 25th of Kislev. There'll be days of Yimei Simcha v'Halo, days of joy and Halo. That's what it is. And then he says, "Uma liki ben haneres al pischa batim," and then you should like candles also. But the 8 days of Yom Tov are for Simcha and Halo. Again, the Halo Hoydis. The Mefarshim, I don't want to go into right now, discuss why Ram is a little bit of a different language of Simcha v'Halo, not Halo Hoydis. For having a Shir Rama, we discuss that's a lot of Torah on that. But having said that, Ram also appears to say it's a separate thing. Rabbi Yeshua Mikotna, the Sefer Chaz de Avos, says because it's a tremendous thing. Remember last week we discussed that, or 2 weeks ago, I don't remember what we said. We said the Ramban on Parshas Baaloischa, Nachmanis Baaloischa, the Ramban said that when Hashem says to Aaron, your lighting of the menorah is going to be even greater than all of the nesachim of the nesich of the nesim. You know why? Because the lighting of your menorah is going to be forever. So Ramban says, what do you mean it's forever? He quotes this medrash, and he says, because when people light their Chanukah menorah, it's a continuation of that menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. We discussed what that was. It says in Shulam Kana, perhaps, you know why the Gemara says that when they established Chanukah, it was for 8 days of Halalahidus. It doesn't say anything about the lighting of the menorah, because at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they actually didn't light the menorah on Hanukkah, because they had the Beis HaMikdash menorah being lit there. He says they were only after the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, as the Ramban saying, that it was a continuation. Only then did they actually light in their houses a menorah. And actually, I once saw a shtickle. I saw this in the Ramoyadim Uzmanim, who's Rav Moshe Sternbach. Rav Moshe Sternbach is a Rav in the Beis Din in Jerusalem. actually was born in a little island called England. He was a Rav in South Africa, in Johannesburg. He's an elder, one of the elderly Rabbanim for the Eidah Haredes Yishlam. He's a Rav in Harnof, an English-speaking Rav, very interesting man. He is a Sefer Moadim Zmanim. He is a Sefer Tshuvas Van Hagas. He is a Sefer Tam Bedas and Chumash. So Moadim Zmanim, this is in the middle of a responsa, in the middle of a tshuva, where he explains about lighting outside versus inside, and also about lighting in a shul. See, in the middle of this tshuva, he says as follows. He says the same type of thing. He says, "Lania staiti nira berira dahi milsa." He says, I really think what I'm about to say is true. Shimei achashmanayim, the days of the chashmanayim, la'achar itzachon, after they won bezmana mikdash, lo tiknu shekoy achar yalik bebeisa. They did not at that point decide that everybody should light the menorah in their house. Because the Gemara doesn't say that, by the way. Right? It was not misakin that everyone should light in their house. Shebinusach alanisim, mevuor shetiknam lemehalo v'adah. And even in alanisim, what do we don't say anything about lighting the candles in alanisim as well. What do we say? It's days of halal v'adah. Avalonim sasham klal. You never see there in alanisim at all that everyone had to light a menorah. The Chembe Rambam. It brings down that in that generation, there is Misakin Limei Simcha V'Halo, Umalikon Boneris. Umalikon Boneris is that there no again can. Aval Daik V'Lo Pirish, it's not like a mitzvah to like, they want Misakin a mitzvah to light candles. V'Halo no again can, Aval Daik V'Lo Pirish Likon Eris. Shizu Oid az v'chlal ikar takana. It wasn't yet the takana. And he says, look at Ian, how we say it in Ma'osur. Remember how you sing Ma'osur, right? What do we say in Ma'osur? B'nei, come on. Bina.
Yimei shmona.
Kavu. Shir urananim. What does that mean? B'nei bina, the sages, right? Established. Yimei shmona, 8 days of singing and praise. Halal v'hoda. That we don't say that. We say that the sages established Shir or Ananim, right? Judge, good?
I see the point. I don't
know. Do you sing the song?
Yeah, but I don't know how much you can learn out from a song.
Well, you have to be a singer. You'll appreciate this more.
It's true, right, what you say. I follow.
Okay, good.
It's ironic that because we say mitzvah,
that dignity. Wait a second. Actually, it's a good kasha. I'm going to get to your kasha in a second. Because it's not so ironic. It's a good kasha, actually. Uvenusach mal sur mein b'nevin amel shvina kasher v'nayim b'hadosh Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin who is the b'nei b'na. They're masakin, that's what we're saying in Amalasur, the Shir Uranana Dafka. Doesn't say anything about Hadlaka. Venira says or Sternbach, Shimikomakum Nagu Gam Az, Shamikdash Kaim, when the base of Mikdash is established, Lahadlikulavarech, to make a bracha, Vlonitzchachi Ikra Mitzvah. They were Mitzchach, the main Mitzvah, Achara Churban Dafka. Right, so he says they were misak in it, right? But but it was the ikar mitzvah because he's going to learn the main mitzvah is in the base of mikdash. Actually, the Rav Sternbach, this is a tshuva about lighting shul, how we make a bracha in shul, which is a separate shir, which I may actually, if I may want to do even if it's on the Gemara up because the Gemara doesn't discuss it. So it's a shir on itself how we make a bracha in a shul. It's a minug. That's for sure a minug. So Sternbach's coming to explain that minhag. He is on the hop. In this chuvit, he says the ikar is in the base of English, and therefore we can do it in the shul. That's where Sternbach brings down, right? So he says, but when they were making that, they made that bracha the second time in the Sanhedrin, they did it for the base of Mikdash, and for the shul, in our day. She ikar mitzvah b'tat misakim by shina, v'halaka, kol me mikdash, b'tzibur davka, is on the base of Knesset, or if you have a massive party, l'shem Chanukah. But when the Jewish people, when the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, says Sternbach, then it became an obligation in every house. And then he quotes, that not only does he say this, but he quotes the Sefer Ur Hayom, which is R.A. Tarkartinogar, who says the same thing, like the Chaz de Avos, which Rishon Kana says. Now this is a Chiddush Gadol. I would never say this type of thing. But the Gemara seems to say that way. They weren't koveya. They were not koveya. It based on the light of the candles. Good kasha, Phil, right?
You were talking about in past tense or in present tense, because they were in Babylon, right? They already should,
the Gemara is like, telling you that what happened. Lashana Cheres, the next year, they made a holiday for 8 days on Halal V'Hoidah. That's what the Gemara says. It doesn't say anything about lighting candles.
Is Gemara going to describe the history? Or
it did!
To tell us halacha.
It did! No, telling you, the Gemara had a kasha. What's Hanukkah? My Hanukkah. The Gemara asked a question. That was the Gemara's question. Okay. The Gemara says, this is what happened, and this is what it is. Here's a major problem. The major problem is that the Rambam himself, this Rambam, by the way, I forgot to say to do this, but it's worth it to see it. Actually, I marked it in another one. This Rambam is such an important Rambam. It's really long. I was zeicha to learn the Yeshiva Shar HaTorah, and to learn by one of the G'dayli Hador, Rabbi Zella Gepstein. Bless him, Mary Zechon al Tzadok Lebracha. Rabbi Zella Gepstein used to give shir on Sefer HaMitzvahs every week. Be'in. So if you learn the beginning of Ram with Sefer HaMitzvahs, Ram takes on the Bahag. The Bahag wants to know, well, if you're going to learn out that Hanukkah and all these things are Derabanan, how do you make the Bracha Asher Tzivanu Kiddushav? Right? How? What do you mean, how you're Mekadosh it? Right? And this is a Machlekes, the Rambam here, and the Ramban, and the Bahag. The Ramban wants to say that Hanukkah and Purim are Deraisa, based on like Sasser. The Ram holds, no, it's clearly Derabanan. The Rambam is going to say how you go ahead and make a bracha of Asher Kidshanu Mitzvosa, that you God commanded us in His.
Yeah, but same like Purim reading.
Same thing. Rambam discusses Purim. Rambam discusses several other things like Erevin. Erevin's clearly the Rabbanan.
Any bracha Rabbanan, right? They stopped after
Hanukkah. Yeah, Asher, right, but there's no. Asher Kidshanu Mitzvosa, Kidshanu. A bracha the Rabbanan's for sure. Shahakul Nebedvar, oh, fine. Here he's saying God commanded us. That's the kasha.
Asher Kiddushanu. Up to Ha'olam is fine, but Asher Kiddushanu is an issue.
Asher Kiddushanu. God commanded us. B'mitzvah of. It's not God's mitzvah, it's the rabbi's mitzvah.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? This is a Machlokes Rishonim, by the way. Uh-huh. So I'll discuss this at length, which we're not going to get into. But here's the point. This is not that would take us multiple shears to go through. That's not what we're here to do today. But the unbelievable thing is the Rambam says, here's the language of the Rambam, when he's arguing with the Bahag and everyone else, it's v'chener Chanukah shekavuhu chacham and bayisheni near Chanukah, and he's not talking about the base of Mikdash or in the shuls. He's saying the mitzvah where we light that. When do they do that? In the time of the base of Mikdash. The Rambam is clear. It's in the time of the base Hamikdash. Don't tell me that Rav Sternbach that they only they live in the temples, which we do in the shuls today. In the time of the base of Mikdash, they got destroyed. Then we did it in their houses. Or like the Shua Mikutna that in the time of Beis Hamikdash they didn't light. The Rambam says clearly that in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, that's when they started the mitzvah of Halachas Neres Chanukah. Okay, in the Sanhedrin, Beis Hamikdash, that's when it starts. So it doesn't make sense the way they're learning. So Rabbi Yoenison, Alkayim Milunil. Who's Rabbi Yoenison Milunil? Who is Rabbi Yoenison Milunil? Chaskel, let me teach you this in Buenos Aires. Jonathan, how about in Scotland? Rabbi Yoenison in Lunil. Lunil, you know where Lunil is? You know where he, what? Lunil? Lunil. I don't know where it's to Provence, southern France, ever?
Oh,
okay. Ever have Montpellier? You hear Montpellier? So what's Montpellier mean? Actually, not that Montpellier. Lunil is, Montpellier is Minahar. It wouldn't be that. He's a real student of Cohen Milunel from southern France, from Provence. He was a contemporary of the Rambam. He was from the greatest defenders of the Rambam that there ever were. In fact, he wrote Rambam 24 Kashas. The Rambam said he was so happy they were learning his Svarim so in depth. Rabbi Yoenison HaKayim Lunil, because I mean, all the sages of Lunil were learning his Sefer, Mishnah Torah. Rabbi Yoenison HaKayim Lunil was the one who had the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim, Guide to the Perplexed, translated. He asked the Rambam for the Arabic copy. He gave it to Ibn Tibun, and it got translated. At the end of his life, he went with 300 other scholars to Meir Aliyah, the last 5 years of his life. He was going awesome. and we missed a lot of his writings. But in the past few years, we've gotten more of his writings. So this is what Rabbi Yonatan HaKayan Melunel says. Shitas Kamai. L'shana Acheres Kavo. Listen to the Yonatan HaKayan Melunel. What were they established? Shmona Yamim Toivim. Kol HaShmona Yamim. 8 days. This miracle that happened to Hanukkah, till this point, this is the greatest miracle that ever happens to the Jewish people. She'ilu Paro is lo gazer al hamitzvahs. Right? Paro was not gozer on every single mitzvah. He enslaved the Jews. He made them work to the core. Right? But he wasn't like a scholastic open, making them open their doors. You couldn't do any mitzvah, no shchedesh, no meat, nothing. In fact, Paro, the time of Levim, were doing all the mitzvahs, and they weren't even working. The Yavin and Rasha Gizr, Gaza. The Yavin tried to literally uproot and destroy all of Judaism, all of Yiddishkeit, the Greeks. Lefichach, Harichu Elyon, we have 8 days of Hanukkah, Kishira Chag, just like the Chag. In order to remember the Nes, like Pesach or Sukkos. And even if there had been no miracle of the oil. I mean, imagine the story of Hanukkah happens. Story of Hanukkah happens, and the miracle of the oil does not. Okay, says the Rabbi Luno. Even if it didn't happen, they were saved. We were going to become all Anthonys and Marks. And Theos, right? And Cleopatra's, pick your favorite Greek name, right? And Bisos. We were gone on the way to assimilation. If you didn't assimilate, you know what happened to you? You were dead. We were saved. Right? They didn't have to necessarily light candles. And then the miracle still says, but when the miracle, so they would have had an 8 day of Hanukkah no matter what. But when the miracle of the oil came, they added on to light candles in order to remember the miracle of the oil. Says the miracle that the Iker Mace was being saved. Because at the end of the day, Hanukkah was, right? Chaim was alluding to this before, we were saved! We would have been assimilated! We would have disappeared. We wouldn't be here, right? Hey, we wouldn't be here. And really, on Hanukkah, we were saved. The only problem is, go to the back, follow us who have Gemars with a riff. Go to the riff. Tess, Amin Beis. Who the riff, of course, the riff is the Gadol Hador, the Rebbe of the Rebbe of the Rambam. Of course, a lot of halacha follows the Rif. Oh my goodness, yeah, everyone has art scrolls over here. So the Rif says, Tessam Ebeis. I'm gonna let you find it, come on. We should get a more higher percentage of art school. We help them stay in business. Rif says an unbelievable thing. It's like you learn the Rif. No, go back. What are you being so cheap for? Go to the riff. Back.
Back.
There you go.
Okay.
Test my base. So the riff says, right before the two dots, so he says, L'shana Acheres. This is the language of the riff. The next year, Kavam Ches Yamim Toivim Bahalo V'Hada. He made 8 days of Yom Tov, Halo V'Hada. We make a bracha on the nes of every single day. Mitmana yom Chanukah, Hoel uvechol yom v'yom. You know why we make a bracha on the days of Chanukah? Because of every day. Since Gideon, you have it.
Yeah.
Finish the line.
Can you point the finger where you're reading?
I have my fingers right there. What does it say? Hoel uvechol yom v'yom, hayar nes mischadish pe'oso. Pach, Shemen. And it was you know why we make a bracha of Hanukkah for 8 days? Because of the blessing of the oil. So the Rif says it's the blessing of the oil. Not only does the Rif say that, but if you look, there's a Machzor Vitri. Who's the Machzor Vitri?
Oh, Contemporary
Rashi? Who, the what?
Contemporary Rashi?
He was a contemporary Rashi. He was a student of Rashi. Right? He was one of the greatest students of Rashi. The Machzor Vitri says on the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, it talks about all of the holidays. Emor, of course, was the Torah readings for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of it, it says, it talks about Vidabar Shalom Moshe Lemer, Savis Bnei Yisrael, Vayichu Eilecha, Shemen Zayis Zach, Kasis, Lema'or, Lahaus, and Tavatach, and the Nir Tamid. What's the juxtaposition between all of the holidays and taking of the pure oil? Says the Machzor Vitri, Rashi here quotes actually the Machzor, the Musar Rashi. Remez lechanukah min haTorah, shekas of acher kol ha'moedos. After all of the moedos, the yichuei lecha shemen zayis zach. It also says Megillas Tainis, which is a Tanaitic work, the same thing. By the way, it says in Psikta Derev Kahana, which is an Amoraic work, the same thing. Umaisila beperek beis Shabbos. And when they came and they found the oil, so it says here. And the Chanukah is like a Yom Tov, like the other Yom Tovs. What's the Machzor Vitri and the Psikta and the Megillas Tanis saying? You know where we learn Chanukah from? Oil. The Shemen Zayizach is telling us about the oil. So what did we say? We said that the Rebbeinu from Leon says the Ikar Nes is the war and the victory. And here you have this sort of oil. So the way the Mefarshim explain this, and I think it's very glot, is the truth is both are miracles, right? And when we celebrate the 8 days of Yom Tov, it's like the quarantine minutes in the middle of nil, it's the 8 days of Yom Tov. You know why? Because we were successful in victory. And when we say my Chanukah, and Rashi says, what was the 8 days established upon? It's this victory. And that's why the Gemara says, the Shana Acheres, it's halal v'hoida. Because when the Gemara's questions, my Chanukah, what does Rashi say again? Al-Eza, which miracle? Because both are miracles, and we're going to have Chanukah from the beginning established on both of them. The only question is why do we have 8 days? You want to know we have 8 days? Nothing to do with, this way we know some people will understand it. Nothing to do with the miracle of the oil. The 8 days is, the Gemara comes out, because of the victory.
Well, how do you get that? I mean, why just because they won, why would you celebrate 8 days as opposed to any other day, any other number?
Wait a second, what are you asking me? What's your question?
Well,
articulate your question.
You what said is your the question? Reason that it's celebrated for 8 days is not because the oil
the Gemara says that.
Yeah.
The Gemara, I'm explaining the Gemara.
Right. Rather, we celebrate Hanukkah for 8 days because there was a victory over the Greeks.
That's the Gemara says.
But why 8 days?
Why 8 days?
Yes.
Oh, so
why is the celebration 8 days? Because the victory is opposed to any another number.
So if that's a good question, brother. So Rabbi Yisrael Lanil said that though, because you would have said it to the oil, right? Yeah. Rabbi Yisrael Lanil says because it's like Sukkot and Pesach, just like there you was 8 days, right? Sukkot is 8 days. So here, with such a great victory, we wanted to have it 8 days. That's what we're going to say. I read it, we say, contemporary the Rambam, Rishon, that's what we want to say. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's why Chanukah was established. Yet, there's a second miracle of the oil that also comes from the Beis HaMikdash, and it'll also be very important, but it's a separate mitzvah. And that's where the Gemara's that's how the Gemara's kasha is, my Chanukah. We know both of these concepts are around, right? Just the question is why? What are the days? And that's why the Gemara is saying these days were the halos lahal. Yeah, there's also the oil, and that's what I mean. By the way, there are other approaches. This is the approach of Rabbi Yosef ben Lunil and others like this. That the Gemara is kashed my Chanukah. The Gemara comes out in this way. Okay, All right. Just on one's fish's thought, you know, and based on that, there's an interesting Gemara Megillah Daf Yudalim. The Gemara Megillah Yudalim talks about saying Halal, and Megillah Gemara says, why don't we say Halal on Purim? Forgetting that it was in Chutzlar, it's not. The Gemara then says that Megillaso Zuhi Halalusa, that the reading of the Megillah is the Halal. That reading of the Megillah, but Persume Hanes in public, is like saying Halal. So the Acharnim asks, why don't we say something about Halakas and Eris? shouldn't the lighting the candles be like saying halal? Shouldn't the halakas and eris be such a piercing? Because what the Gemara says there, that the piercing and eris, the publication of the miracle, is like halal. Well, we know that we discussed 2 weeks ago the publication of the miracle of Chanukah is also should be the same thing. But you can't say that. You know why? Because we just saw there's two separate occurrences. The lighting of the candles is for the oil. The halal has nothing to do with the oil. The halal is because we were saved. The halal is because we were saved. We had 8 days to thank God we're not Greeks. To thank God we weren't destroyed. That was the whole Gemara saying here. So don't even have a thought that lighting the candles could be in the place of halal, because they're two separate mitzvahs. They're two distinct, both important and both connected to Hanukkah, but they're two distinct mitzvahs, and therefore one can't be yotzi the other. You had a question?
So if we're going to say, so would the Gemara not say, so the remus between the juxtaposition of the chagim and the atamid, would that not be where it learns that we keep it for 8 days?
The Gemara doesn't learn that way.
Would one not think that?
The Gemara doesn't bring it at all. The Psikta, the Machzor Vitri, and the Milos Tainus all bring that juxtaposition.
How does the Gemara know that it's 8 days
then? Well, because I said that's Rabbi Yonason's Geschmack. Rabbi Yonason says it's like Sukkot. We want to celebrate. If we were saved from Mitzrayim, we celebrate 8 days. We better do the same thing now for 8 days. If they did Mitzrayim 10 days, we would have done 10 days. We're doing as much as they did. That's why it's 8 days. Coincidence that the miracle of the oil happens for 8 days.
But we're going to say the Shekhar Shana Mitzvah on the basis of the Remes. Do you think then the...
What is... Why? No. Shekhar Shana Mitzvah based on what?
I thought we said that's what we said. That's why we know that we... That the rights of the Kaddish we learn from the Remes of the...
No. That's what Rama says. It comes from... Rama says it comes from... The Koyach HaChacham, which I'm going to get to. The Rif said that every day is a greater miracle, but he's talking about the lighting of the menorah. Nothing to do with the 8 days that the Gemara here is talking about. Right? But by the way, the way Rabbi Yosef says it, the reason it's 8 days, this Gemara, has nothing to do with the 8 days of the oil. Had Sukkot been for 15 days, it would have 15 days of Hanukkah. We're not going to celebrate 1 day less than leaving Egypt on Hanukkah, because we were saved on Hanukkah, and this halal is just as great as that holiday. And that answers the judge's kasha as well. Also, by the way,
it just occurs to me. I think 98 or 99% of the people that I grew up with, and probably still a huge percentage today, if not the same percentage, believe that erroneously, but believe that the 8 days is celebrated because of the oil burn. And what you bring out is very interesting and very enlightening. But I'm just saying,
in the vast
Kalal Yisrael.
I'll take these for posterity, by the way. Okay. Yeah, but it happens to be there are other opinions. I'm giving you an approach of some of the Rishonim, some of the early commentators. So others are going to learn this Gemara differently. And we're actually going to touch on that right now.
But the difficulty is to have a bracha on a miracle which then seems pretty minor, just that the oil lasted for 8 days. If it's not about the celebration, it's not about Hashem saving you, and then you have a bracha just on the oil lasting.
So remember this. The 8 days of Hanukkah, this is what Chaim is saying, most people think 8 days, the way the Gemara is coming out, Pashas, Aquarius, and Lenil, has nothing to do with the miracle of the oil. We're going to have a separate, now the lighting of the menorah, we're going to say a bracha for every day. And the Rif said, you know why? Because every day is a greater miracle. The fact that the oil lasted. The lighting of the menorah has nothing to do, per se, according to this approach, with the 8 days of the Yom Tov. The Yom Tov is one thing, of halal and the hodos, as to say al anisim and halal, which is what it says here. And we actually get to the 8 days in 1 second, in the brachas, in 1 second. I just want to say, agav, the emek bracha, was a student of the Biskarov, Ari Pomeranchik. So he says, it's very interesting that he says it a little bit differently. He says that there's a difference in lahoidois ulahalal, right? He says that hoida'ah is when you have something personally happen to you. You're saved, you're helped, you're in danger, and somebody helps you. That's hoida'ah. So hoida'ah, Rashi says, is al hanisim. Mm-hmm. Right? Haidah is al hanisim. And he says Al-Hanisim, therefore, is on in Al-Hanisim. When you say Al-Hanisim, does it even mention the miracle of the candles? No. He says because the Hodah is the candles didn't. Listen, if you were a Jew who was a pious Jew living somewhere in the boondocks, the candles, they would have used impure oil, you would have lived, right? You would have lived to tell the story. Life would have went on, right? Let's be realistic here. If they were technically permitted to use impure oil, they would have been okay, right? So the Hoidais is Al Hanisim. When we're thanking Hashem, we're thanking for that we were able to remain as Jews. Lahalal, says the Emek Bracha. Lahalal is when seeing greatness of God, miracles, unbelievable things, we sing Shira. Says the Emek Bracha, Lahalal, that is when the miracle of the oil. And therefore, right, by the halal itself, that's in honor of the miracle oil, because that didn't affect that was the greatness of Hashem, the miracle oil. And the Emek Bracha says that these are the two main miracles of Hanukkah. The Hoidus, the Al-Nisim, is focusing on the military victory, and the halal, when we sang halal, and according to Emek Bracha, that's when you're having in mind benching and Shmoneh Esrei, right? You're saying Hoidus for that miracle, that we would not be here. None of us would be in this room as Jews if it wouldn't have been for that miracle of us beating the Greeks. We would not be here. We would be somewhere very differently today, okay? None of us would be here, right? The challah, the oil, we would all be here. But we wouldn't have seen the greatness of Hashem, the godliness of Hashem. And for that, we say halal on the 8 days of Hanukkah. Now, the Beis HaYosef has a famous kasha. Now we get to the oil. Says the Beis Yosef, because the Gemara said we have it for 8 days. 8 days of Hanukkah. So, oh my goodness, it's so lit already. The Gemara says you have 8 days of Hanukkah. Okay? So, says the Beis Yosef, Atam Shetzrucha Lahaliko Ches Yamim. Famous question, everyone learns this question. You have 8 days. Ma'oso Pach, Shekol Yisrael, all Jewish people were Tzmei Mason, they were impure, richly impure. And they couldn't even make oil for 7 days to become pure, right? The Ran says that there was pure oil, but it was 4 days away, and it would have taken them 4 days of travel to get and 4 days to get back. Mm-hmm. So either way, they had no way to get oil for 8 days, either because they had to purify themselves or to get the pure oil, it would have taken them 8 days. So there's 8 days they needed the pure oil, okay? And he only had enough for one day. Frak the Beis Yosef in a question that hundreds of answers have been given to. Hey, what's fracked? I don't have it. My Yiddishist over here, Dr. Harmon, asks the Beis Yosef, Lama Kavu Ches Yamim, why is it for 8 days? Now, I'm reading the Beis Yosef for a reason. Because everyone learns it's 8 days. The Beis Yosef, by the way, is understanding the 8 days of Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. Is because of the oil, right? So he asks, why is it 8 days? They had enough for the first day. It should have only been 7 days. The miracle of the oil was for 7 days. There was enough for one day of oil. So listen to how the Beis Yosef gives his answers. Now, the Me'iri, I'm just giving the others who they don't. The Me'iri says the first day is for the victory. The Me'iri says, you know, you're right. 7 days is for the oil. The first day of Hanukkah is for the victory itself. Not like I just learned over here, just for the record. The Eshkol, who's the say for Eshkol? Who's the Eshkol? Eshkol, not the wine. Who's the Eshkol? The Eshkol was also the Chachmei Prevent. He was the father-in-law of the Ravid. You remember the Ravid? Who's arguing on the Rambam? The Eshkol. I have someone else who said the same thing. The Shultis as well says it. They actually, their Gemara is a little bit different. They don't have Lohayabo El Halak Yom Echad. It's clear. They don't say Lohayabo Afilo Yom Echad. Even if for one day they didn't have enough. So the way they learn is that all 8 days is a miracle because there was not enough oil for even the first day. Okay? The Beis Yosef gives three answers. And the reason I'm going to say this is because all three of these answers people ask on. And there are many other answers. Here's answer number one of the Beis Yosef. Yesh loymar she'aliko shemen she'epach l'cheis chalakim. They broke it down, the oil to 8 days. So every day they put 1/8 of the oil in, right? 1/8 of the oil in. And every day that 1/8 of the oil that was in there lasted the whole night. So the Pri Chodesh, you know, the Pri Chodesh was Pri Chodesh, so G'dayli Yerushalayim. It was Yecheske de Silvia, it was an Italian sage who made Aliyah in the 17th century. The Pri Chodesh, who lived about 100 years after the Beis Yosef, it was G'dayli Hador. He says, how can you say that? The Gemara says you had to always put the full amount in there. How? Means, at least they were like the first night with the full oil, right? But to go out and put an 8th, that would have been against halacha, so to speak. Because he asks on that. The second answer the Beis Yosef gives, Oye Shlomer, Shla'achar Shinas L'Shemen Beneiros, after they put the oil in the candles, Hamenura Kishir Nashar Apach Malik Betchila, V'nikar Hanes Afba Arshana. They put the oil in the candles, and the jug would always, they pour it out, and it would still be full. The jug would be full, right? So they pour it out, and the jug would always be full. And so the problem with that is night 8, there's no miracle. You know why? You had a full jug of oil. What was the problem? Right? That's not going to ask. Basically, why tell me the jug was all, but then what happens night 8? Then you had a full jug to start. There's no miracle that night. Right? Kash on the Beis Yosef. And the third approach of the Beis Yosef is Inami, on the first night, they put all the oil into the candles, and it lit for 8 straight nights. So the Pri Chodesh asks on that, well, then the 8th night was also not a miracle, because you started the 8th night with a full container of oil.
No, but you go by an 8th, an 8th, an 8th, an 8th, so the last night...
No, that's the first answer.
No. It's filled, but it only burns an 8th.
So he said it was completely full till the 8th day.
Maybe it was full at the end of the eighth, it's not the night.
If my menorah is full to the brim on the night of the eighth, I'm in good shape. It's no miracle that night. That's the natural laws of nature. Right? Then we're okay. That's the basis. It's what's unbelievable. I'm not sure why he says this differently than the Tosfos Rosh. I don't know if he had a Tosfos Rosh, but if you look at the Tosfos Rosh, he has the same three explanations. Tosfos Rosh was the Rosh Rabbeinu Asher as the Beis Yosef, but he answers all the kashas as he says it. Listen to how the Tosfos Rosh says it. The Rosh was in the late 13th century. Beis Yosef was 200 years after him. So he clearly had the Rosh. He uses the Rosh all the time to paskin, but I'm not sure if he had the Tosfos Rosh, which is his thing on the Gemara. He asked the question. Now look at his three answers, because in every answer, he answers the kasha on the teretz. He says it a little bit differently, but he answers the kashas. Shechilku es hapach l'shmona, v'heliku b'chol layla ad hashminis. They divide it into eighths, right? And they only put an eighth in every night. V'af agav de amrinan hasam, and even the Gemara says, tein l'cha midasa. You have to. The mitzvah was to put it in the amount that it should be light from morning till from night till morning, which is the full amount. Says the Rosh, Hainu Heichad Echshur. He learns the Gemara as Lichatchila. He actually spells out the Pri Chodesh as Kasha. Says, don't ask me on that Gemara. That Gemara is talking about when you're able to fill up the whole jug, you have to fill up the whole jug. But here, they could have filled up 1/8, only up 1/8. And that's how that would have been okay. First answer, Inami. But why am I doing this Beis Yosef in the Tosfos Rosh? Just to see how the language makes all the difference when you're learning halacha, right? Inami. Alternately, says the Rosh, Nasna b'layla rishona, kula b'toich ha'menara, v'toich ha'menara, v'dalku mimenu b'kol halayla. It didn't light it all, so this is going on what it didn't light the whole thing, but on the eighth day, which showed that all of the oil was miracle oil, right? Because it was in there, every night it stayed, and on the eighth day it burned through the night, which meant that what had happened until that point changed, right? So it showed that, right? You hear, it's not that it stayed there for the eight nights. The eighth night it burned through completely. She had 7 nights, so it stayed the same. And the eighth night it burned through, it could have stayed there also with the oil, but that showed that it was all a miracle. And it kind of says the third thing as well. Inam el Akash Haliko Hashem, and after they lit with the oil, the oil never left the jar. It was always full, which meant that even the first night there was a miracle, because every night if you pour out a jug and it doesn't empty, that itself is a miracle. The miracle was not that the jug remained full. That itself is a miracle that would show God's miracles. Because remember, the halal or the menorah, it was showing a miracle. So every single night they had a miracle. Just a little bit different language to answer the basis of Kasha. But it's important when you're learning Rishonim to see these differences. Because if you don't, if you say it a little bit different, you have the pre-chalish coming up. Well, that doesn't make sense, right? So he says a little bit different. So the Gemara that says as follows. All right. The Gemara actually gets into a Mishnah in Baba Kama. Tanan Hasa, we learned over there in Baba Kama. You learned Baba Kama recently? You skipped Baba Kama. Tanan Hasa, Gates Hayayit Semitachas Apotish. If you have a spark come out of a hammer, the Yatza, and it's, it comes out the Yatza, and the spark comes to Hizik, lights a fire, Chayav. Right, your chayav. Rashi says gates of the nitzutz. Potus he call you an anvil, whatever. A cornice, an anvil of blacksmiths. Basically you're slamming it down by a blacksmith. Chayav. Gamal, if you have a camel, back to the Gemara. Gamal shatan pishdan. You have a camel that's carrying linen, flax. For oyver b'shus ramen, it's an overloaded camel. Maybe in some of the shuks of the world, you can still see this. You have this camel filled to the brim, right? V'nechnaso, and the linen goes into a chanus, into a store. Now, Baba Kama was discussing, he's talking all these kinds of torts that could happen with fire, who's liable, who's the lit, right? So in this case, the guy's taking a camel filled to the brim. We have a Bubba person over here, right? And the linen goes into the store, the dalko b'ner shel chanvani, and the linen goes on fire from the store. V'hidlik etz habira, and it lights on fire. I mean, the bira can make a tower or a big house, something like that. One of these things. So who's the liable, right? Bal hagamel chayev, not the storekeeper. Who's the person who's going to have to pay the damages for this great fire that burned down a house, or a huge house and mansion? The person, the camel person, even though the fire came from the store, but his linen went into the store, lit on fire.
As opposed to the fire being outside in the front of the store.
Oh, now I'm happy with the comments. Next line, right? Henia chanvani esnero, right? If the chanvani put his candle outside the store, right? Pimachutz. Chanvani chayev. Then the store, you put a dangerous item.
You can't expect the store owner to know that the camel is going to be so overloaded that the flax is going to come
right
inside. But his can expect that
in the public domain
that it's outside.
Yes, right. By the way, this is just like on a dumbed down level. Yeah. Like you have a swimming pool. If somebody goes to your backyard, you have a fenced backyard, and you have a swimming pool there, and somebody drowns, you're not liable according to most laws in this world, right? If you put your pool in front of your house and it's not fenced off, and somebody falls in it, you're gonna get in the trouble.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's just, it's same like many things in life. You put it a nuisance in a public area or an area where people, even if it's on your property, where people could easily walk onto and easily get hurt. Right? Even in American law, they have these types of laws. So in this case, if the guy's linen flax went to your store, it's not your problem. If you already put it in the outside, you're liable. But Haniach Chachanvani is Nebuchadnezzar Chachanvadechav. Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli. Obviously, it's a Tana, student of Rabbi Akiva. Says Benir Chanukah Patzer. But if the storekeeper put out his Chanukah candles, where everybody knows the 8th day of Chanukah, there are menorahs on the street, right? So he's not liable. He was entitled to put his menorah there. Patzer. Amar Ravina. Some say, look at the side over here, some say it's Rava, right? Let's see, there's a student to the other Rabbi. Mm-hmm. Says Rava, Zois Omeres. You know what this tells us? Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah l'hanicha b'toich asar. You should put it within 10 tefachim, within 40 inches of the ground, and be actually between 3 tefachim, which is about close to 8.5 to 10 inches, and 40 inches, because if it's too close to the ground, it's considered on the floor. So it has to be a little bit up, right? So the Ner Chanukah should have to be within 10 tefachim, within 40 inches of the ground. Why? If you would have thought that you could put it higher than 10 tefachim, Lemalei, you should have said to the store owner, you know why this guy crashed and burnt? Because of your menorah. You should have put your menorah higher. He couldn't see it. Right? You know, it's not my fault. Anyone ever ride a camel? You took a camel ride in the Sinai Desert? Not the Sinai Desert where they shot down the ISIS plane, you know, yes, the Egyptian plane. Talking about in Israel. Right? Anyone ride a camel? Mm-hmm. You're high up. You expect somebody to go ahead and see that? So if they were able to put up the menorah higher, then that's what they should have done. That's what they should have done. But you see, says Ravina, or Rava, whoever it was, that the mitzvah was to put it low, and therefore they should have known that their menorah is all over the place there. The Gemara then says, well, that's not such a good argument. The Dilma, Imatrich Leituva, well, maybe, really, you don't have to put it within 10 tefachim. But if you told the storekeepers, you have to put your menorah really high, right? Lo asim mitzvah, they won't do the mitzvah at all. It'll be a tircha for them. You have to start getting up pedestals and figure out how high, because you have to do it outside, and they're going to be donkey people and camel people.
He wouldn't commit? Perform the mitzvah because there would be no persumi nisim, because people walking down the street wouldn't see it. It was way up like that.
They said that by 20 miles.
No, so wait, I mean, so
you're
no,
saying
no, no,
put
no.
it way up so the guy on the top of the camel can see.
No. To see, it should be in his eyesight so he won't run over it. Not to see it for the mitzvah. We're worried about him crashing and burning here, right? You know, like you have driving laws, put it higher up. But Ravina says, no, you see that the mitzvah was to put it lower, put it 3 to 10 tefachim of the ground. And therefore, the Gemara says, no, well, maybe they'll stop doing the mitzvah. Rashi just says, by the way, skip the Rashi. Bal gamal is chayv shlohay lo lahagdil b'chavila. So if he goes to the store, it's his fault, because he had too much on his burden, and he went into the store, it's his liability. Ner Chanukah is pater. Why is he pater? Because if he puts it outside, chenvani shebersus pirsum mitzvah nechasham. It's in the public domain. Everyone has to know the 8 days of Chanukah. If you're in Jerusalem, if you're in the Jewish parts of Israel, right? Everyone's putting menorahs outside. You're an idiot. Excuse my language. You're a tipesh. If you're riding your camel, you know, you're not careful for menorahs, right? You're got to be careful. You know, if you're in the Mir dorm, I'm just not joking. You're in the floors of the Mir dorm on Chanukah. You run through the floor dorms. You're not gonna over menorahs. There's menorahs all over the place. You know, it's Chanukah, Rabbi Yisai. You better know. They're all living. They know it's a Jew. You know, so you're liable. But if the person could have put it higher. Right? They put it higher, so maybe they should have done that. So what's the halacha, by the way? What's the halacha? Interestingly enough, the Rambam, takes out this halacha 3 to 10 tefachim. You know why? Because he holds what the Gemara says to him is a good dichoy. Right?
What?
It's a good push-off. He takes out Rava's din. Rava said, Ravina said, you see that the mitzvah is put within 10 tefachim. You know why? Because if it wasn't, you would tell the guy to put it higher. The Gemara says maybe the reason we don't tell him to put it higher is because it's a tircha and he won't do anything at all. But the Rambam, since the Gemara ends with that dilma, doesn't paskin like Rava. If you look over here, on the Zoy Sameris, you have a little dot. That tells us the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch actually does paskin like Rava, not like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch says, but this is, again, we're learning the Gemara, you can see the Rambam takes the dilma and says, obviously the halacha is not that way. The Rabbi Yosef Cairo quotes the Marami Rutenberg. Who's the Marami Rutenberg? The Rabbi of the Rosh, the Rabbi of the Mordechai, the Rabbi of the Sharei Dura, the Rabbi of the Haggais Maimonis, the student of the Or HaZeruah. So you have to remember that for next time. So the Shulchan Aruch passed like the Marami Rutenberg says, Manicho Lamayla, this is in Tof Reish Ayin Aleph, Se'im Vav, Manicho Lamayla B'shosha Tfachim, you should put the menorah higher than three Tfachim. Now listen to this language. Umitzva Lahanicho Lamata Ma'asara Tfachim. It's the mitzvah is, where's he getting that from? This Gemara! From this Zois Ameris! From Ravina! The mitzvah, the proper way is below 10 tefachim. The manicho, but if you put it higher than 10 tefachim, you are yotza of a manicho l'mayla me'esrim amma. But if you put it higher than 20 amas, you're not yotza. That's actually the next one, which we'll read real quick, and then we'll hold. Amar of Kahana, Darish of Nasim bar Menumi, Ner Shel Chanukah. If you have a Ner Shel Chanukah, lahanicha. Lamaila Michaf Amma, if you put it higher than 20 Amma, it's Psula. Kisuka Umavirashi says Psula. Dilo Shalta Be'ena Lamaila with 20 Amma. More than 20 Ammas, you can't see. How 20 Ammas is about 40 feet high. If you have a menorah 40 feet high, you're not going to see it. And therefore, you'll be lacking the critical component of Persume Hanes, publication of the miracle.
That was what the question I was trying to ask.
Oh, okay, now you got 20 amas.
You didn't like it when I asked it 2-3 minutes ago, but now you like it.
Well, it's a different context. Okay. I'm helping you out over here. Okay. Right? A wise apostle, like a sukkah, like an envoy. That's not Bahadja Be'erevin Umisecha Sukkah to Psile. You see explicitly in Erevin and Sukkah to Psile. For those who want to do a little extra credit, we're going to hold here. And you want to know why the Gemara has a double language of Sukkah and Mavoy, see the Beis Halevi, which is on the shelf usually. And the Beis Halevi will tell you, it's on the Chumash, as I mentioned. It's. It's right over here. I'm going to put it back right now. It's even marked, so you all can see it. The Beis Halevi has on Chanukah. It's after Parshas Vayigash. He'll explain why the Gemara has to say both Sukkoi and Mavoi. Okay, we'll hold here. Good evening.
Thank you.